crossover and $2,000 under on every truck. Now that's total confidence pricing. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are at WeberChevrolet.com. Chevy runs deep.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas
can go this far,
while a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate
can go a little farther.
When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate.
Go a little farther.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
LP SmartSide Trim and Siding is your durable, beautiful choice for replacing storm-damaged siding. Find an LP Build Smart preferred remodeler at SmartSideNow.com.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
The
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
Naked Crisco Twister.
Oh yeah, Naked Crisco Twister. That's my favorite game.
Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 21st edition of Binion's Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are financial advisors. And you don't need to win Powerball to need a financial advisor. You just have to have $25,000 or more and want, over the next however many number of years, want to see it grow and become more than that $25,000 or more that you started with. That's what they're all about. We'll tell you how to get in touch with them after we do this.
Hey!
I bought a Powerball ticket Saturday. You know, after that big 300-something thing? See, when it's...
After the drawing you bought?
Yes, but here. When people aren't interested anymore because it's only $40 million, that's when I jump in. That's when I step
you
in.
You win?
No.
Oh.
No, but I stepped in. Isn't that interesting, though, that... Nobody talks about $40 million.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not playing.
They didn't even discuss
enough.
It. But 30, 300 million. Ooh, now I want a ticket. Let's do a round of introductions. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. He replaced, many years ago, a guy named Abuse Boy. That was his real name. So his birth certificate. It's been how many years now?
12, 13 years, I think.
Long time.
Time flies.
Still at it. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks again to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors.
I forgot
we just talked about them. Oh. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chick.
You don't mean like a quarter, like a coin, like they
no.
go through every quarter?
Quarterly, every 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. You heard the Wood Report earlier, and you said to yourself, I've never heard anything done that well in my life. Who was that girl? Well, that girl was Tina Dalpiez, and she's here to say hi to you right now. Tina?
Hi, everybody.
That's that girl. Like Marlo Thomas, that girl. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Hey!
No, I think you asked us that once before. Not
what?
Interested. I talked to Glenn Barks. Not interested.
Oh, he's trying to get me to see if I can get his foot in the door at First Community Credit Union. He wants them to sell. What kind of sickles?
Cheese
sickles.
I
talked to him. They don't want that.
If you would, please, a nice, courteous round of polka appreciation applause for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
I was 26 years old. I started my first, it was my first attempt at investing or listening to somebody's advice. I've told the story before, $40 a month. My wife was against it, as I remember. I don't think we should be doing that. And I said, hey, you shut up, woman.
Wow.
I said, we're doing it.
Ooh.
I said, one thing, you better get through that thick skull. As long as we're married, we do what I say. And I'll tell you what, that's worked out for me.
I bet.
You said thick skull?
Yeah. And she said, but $40. I said, shut that yapper. And we put $40 a month into this thing, whatever it was that this guy recommended. And then, I don't know, 6 years later, 7 years later, I decided to cash it out. She said, I don't think, I said, hey, stifle it.
Remember what I said before?
Maybe you forgot the rules, Missy. And she backed down and kept quiet, and we cashed it out. And we were kind of surprised at how much it had become, you know, 40 a month, 40 a month, 40 a month.
Is that a true story?
Years. True story. It's absolutely true. And for those of you who think it's too late, people, first of all, are living longer now, and they're working later now. So I don't care if you're 50 years old or, you know, 40. You think, oh, I should have done this in my 20s or 30s. How about now? And if you're in your 20s or 30s, wow, if you start some sort of investment plan now, you are going to be real well off by the time you are, well, pick a number, 60, 65, 70, whatever. If you have $25,000 or more, and there are people who do, people who change jobs or they've been with the place long enough that the 401k money has built up. If you're one of those people, all we're asking is that you have a conversation with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're not going to pressure you. They don't need to pressure people. They have lots of great clients. They have room for you. They could certainly take another one or two or three. But you need to go to this website, markandjason.com. Their phone number is there. The information about them is there. They're with Stifel Nicolaus. They'd love to meet you, and I think you will be glad you met them. If not, it was one meeting, and it didn't cost you anything. It's never a bad idea to get a second opinion about what you're doing with your money. MarkandJason.com. I want to say hi to a guy named John Cronin. If he's listening.
Who's that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Lauren, and I don't like that voice. When you do that raspy voice, it's not ladylike, and it's not very becoming. John Cronin has a company called Shining Through. It's a window cleaning company. What a great name.
Oh, yeah.
Shining Through. Never used him, don't know him, but I have his card, and it was given to me that the guys from Compton Roofing were out shampooing my roof today, and one of the guys, Chris, said, here, it's a friend of mine, and I want to give you his card. And I turn it over, and Mr. Cronin has written on the back, I'm AM and the PM.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Ooh. Guess who's going to get a call when I need my windows clean? Mr. John Cronin, AM and the PM. So, again, the company's called Shining Through. Don't know anything about him, but he's AM and the PM, and that's good enough for me at this point. So, John, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And thanks to those guys, Gary and the Chris, who came out and shampooed the roof of my house. You see it all the time, those black streaks. It looks like the house caught on fire mm-hmm. at some point. And they say, I think this is true, that most all shingled roofs will have that happen in 7 to 10 years. It's just a combination, especially if you're in the woods like I am, because you get that crud off the mm-hmm. trees. And, yeah, and then algae and then blah, blah, blah. It can be done away with. Compton Roofing would be the place to call, ComptonRoofing.com. Let's see. The woman who was swimming from Cuba.
Diana Nyad?
Wow. Boy. You know, she doesn't like being interrupted during
home.
The Wood Report.
I could go home and get this kind of
wow.
How did you know her name?
Because I read the story about her.
What's her name?
Diana Nyad, NYAD.
You know what? How about that, Tina Galpiez? Yeah. How about that?
Wow.
That's impressive.
I think she should be called Nuts.
Yeah, Diana Nutcase. She's going to swim from Cuba to Florida. Why am I not surprised that didn't work out?
Oh, she had to stop? I didn't
believe it. Oh, yeah, they had to pick her up. She had a bunch of jellyfish stings.
I know.
Her mouth and
what is that? 90 slow. Miles or what is, it like 90?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was going to take her like 3 days of straight swimming.
Oh no, no, there's no way she could do that in 3 days.
She was doing. They said towards the end she was doing a mile an hour. Can you imagine?
Oh, and they had to have a electric charge thing in the water to keep sharks away because she was trying to do it without
the
a tank.
Point?
I don't know.
She's 62.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people, oh, you go, girl. You know, no, you nut, girl. That's what you say. What's the point of that? And then one of the reporters that I heard, it's like the reporter was saddened that she'd been bitten by.
Because know, she tried it before. It was just this, her big dream in life.
But it's like those people that fall off of Mount Everest or something. It's kind of, you kind of want to go, well, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah, how do you get that to be your goal in life?
Yeah, swimming from Cuba to Florida.
Just like all those other weird people that want to be in the, you know, the Guinness Book of Records.
Walk across the country
things.
Or.
Yeah. We're just not like those people,
no.
I guess. I did this earlier. I'll give you the short version right now. Go to facebook.com/AM and the PM. And no, if you're asking, do I need my own Facebook page? No, you can visit our Facebook page, and you don't have to have your own Facebook, but you'll have to be a part of Facebook. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. There's a link there to this house in Cabo San Lucas. I only have today and tomorrow, folks. I'm trying to auction a week off at this spectacular mansion down in Cabo San Lucas. And so just take a look at that, if you would, and then call me tomorrow and give me a bid. We'll start at $6,000, but I certainly don't want it to go for that. And then dinner for four at Annie Gunn's with me, my wife, and four of you. Two couples, four singles, whatever. If you'll bid on that, last year we got $4,000 for it. It's all for the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. Terrific organization. It's all part of our big radiothon tomorrow, but I'm getting a little jump on it because I think I need 2 days to get money, and I'll be very disappointed if we don't do well. It could happen. Bad economy. I get that, but you know who you are. If you got a few bucks, help us out here.
We also have those pictures up on the website. You have a picture of your
my senior prom picture. You can also go to facebook.com/AM and the PM. And today I sent Peon a picture that we found at my house of me in my white tuxedo jacket, all dressed up, ready to go to the senior prom.
Wow.
And I had hair and everything.
Yes, you did. And you were skinny.
17, and I weighed 140 pounds.
Whoa.
And I found a couple of childhood pictures I put up there. So over the next couple of weeks, we're going to have Dana
too. Peon and I
have
found out that we have something in common. We were really good looking younger, and we turned ugly.
Yes.
Something happened, and we just went bad. We don't know how that happened.
So you guys have an assignment. Dan and
yeah,
Tina.
You, Tina, we
find
a little, childhood picture, and Dan, childhood picture of you. Boston Market. Do we have any Boston Market restaurants
we
here?
We used to. I don't know. I think a lot of them closed.
What is this about? They're taking salt shakers off the tables. To
why?
Keep
people stealing them?
No, to keep people
from eating too much salt.
Yeah. Hey, I like salt.
What are you supposed to do then?
Well, I have gone to some restaurants with no salt shakers, you know, the first thing I do, can you give me a salt shaker? Yeah, I like salt. I eat too much salt. Yes. That's my choice. Taking salt. What are you going to do next? I'm sorry, we don't serve soda.
Yeah.
What?
We used to sell macaroni and cheese, but cheese is bad for you, so we're just serving macaroni now.
Drove across the Daniel Boone Bridge Sunday, and my wife said, wow, look how low the river is. Have you looked at the river?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
it's really low.
And then I read this morning in USA Today, Mississippi River, a section of it closed to boats, about 100 boats and barges still waiting for passage along an 11-mile stretch of the Mississippi River that's been closed because of low water, according to the Coast Guard. I mean, there are sandbars that you didn't even see before the water so low. That's got to be tough for these tugboat people. I mean, they're just stuck. You got to wait it out till the rains, I guess, or whatever. Where do you think the number one destination, according to Travelocity, the number one destination for this coming Labor Day weekend is for people who are going somewhere for Labor Day? It's in this country. Where do you think it is?
I'm
going to say yes.
More trips and flights have been booked here than anywhere else.
San Diego?
Anybody else?
Orlando.
Las Vegas.
Wow.
Hmm.
The number one Labor Day destination.
Wonder why.
Well, hotel rooms on average are $150. There's a lot of great deals there. But I don't know that that explains it by itself. That just doesn't seem like a Labor Day destination to me. I don't know why, but it is. Tony Scott, as everybody knows, jumped off a bridge. He was Ridley Scott's brother, who's a director. Did Top Gun, Crimson Tide, True Romance, a whole bunch of movies. And sometimes I read things and I read it again because I think, well, surely I didn't read that right. No, here's what it says. Says they found two notes after Tony Scott's death. According to Ed Winter, assistant chief of the Los Angeles Coroner's Office. Now, here's the part I don't get. The death is suspected suicide, but no ruling will be made until after an autopsy.
What?
Now, here's a guy
that... three or four notes. Yeah, so.
Well, not just that. Witnesses that saw it said he had a Prius. He parked, gets out, walks right over, without hesitation, just jumps. Suspected.
So what happens if you do that? You get out, you stand on the edge of the bridge, and then you have a heart attack first.
It's still suicide.
Well, they may come.
Oh, Tina, I can't believe...
Natural causes.
I can't believe you'd come up with that. You always, why do you always have to do that?
Because I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N.
Now, she brings up an interesting point. Because I think if I look down from the bridge and realize what I was about to do, even on the way down falling, you could have a heart attack. Now, is it still a suicide? I say yes.
Because maybe he would have changed his mind.
Well, not in midair. But I still say it's a suicide.
Yeah.
You gave yourself the heart attack.
Right.
So I don't know why you need an autopsy to determine it's suicide.
Oh, maybe he got up on the ledge and just passed out then, just thinking about it.
Still suicide. You passed out because you...
were standing on a ledge?
Oh, you guys. You're wearing me out. Phyllis Diller, as you know, has died at 95. Couple of things in the article that I read about her today that jumped out at me. One, I never knew she was a classical pianist, and I mean top level.
Really?
Yes. They said she performed, let me read this. This is really interesting. Between 1971 and 81, during that 10 years, she performed as a piano soloist with 100 different symphony orchestras.
Wow.
She did it as a comic character, Dame Ilya Dilya, but it said her musical performance was no joke. The San Francisco Examiner said in a review, as demonstrated in Beethoven's Piano Concerto and several selections by Bach, Miss Diller is a fine concert pianist.
Wow.
How about that? And this I take issue with. Joan Rivers was interviewed about Phyllis Diller's death, and she said that Phyllis Diller was the last from an era that insisted a woman had to look funny to be funny. Well, I disagree with that, and for one reason and one person that comes to mind. And you know who I'm talking about?
No.
A woman who was as funny as any of these and did not look funny. She was beautiful. Lucille Ball. Ball was not funny looking.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the same era, that 50s, 60s. So I disagree with Joan Rivers. There's an article out today about women's breasts.
Yeah.
Essentially, what it says...
Please go on.
What it says is that studies have long shown there's an increased risk of breast cancer in women whose breasts are considered dense. There are fatty breasts and there are dense breasts.
Mm.
And you have an increased risk of breast cancer if your breasts are dense. So, in other words, the fattier the breast, the better. Now... you're listening now,
I'll say.
And you're wondering, my goodness, I wonder if I have dense or fatty breasts. I have a new service. It's a mobile service. I can come to you. It's a breast density check.
Oh.
It's free. I've set up an examination area in the back of seat of my car.
What do they
car.
Call those things? Calipers? Those things that
I believe they do.
The
yes.
Inches.
Yes. I don't need
you don't
all,
use that?
I don't need all that stuff. You that stuff you have to pay for. I use an old-fashioned technique for density testing. I don't want to give too much away. Other people might start trying to go into.
Is it the wobble technique?
I think it's the palm squeeze.
You start it in motion and see how much it shakes back and forth?
That's one of the exercises. Tina was right. Palm squeeze technique, or known as
the PST.
The PST. Thank you, Tina. See, it's
the
gym.
The lifting and lifting up and down.
Yes, there are several things you can do to check
density. You better calm down.
Yeah.
Easy PI.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd point that out because I'm tired of women being ripped off.
Oh, yeah.
Paying,
and you want them to be healthy, too.
Yeah, I sure do. Paying doctors outrageous amounts of money to check and see if their breasts are dense or fat. Come on. I can take care of that. The deepest swimming pool in the world is in Brussels, Belgium. How deep do you think is like a really deep swimming pool? I mean, I think
the deepest
very few pools are
10 foot maybe.
Yeah, you don't see 15 foot deep swimming pool. Here's a swimming pool in Brussels. 113 feet.
Ooh.
It's a swimming pool.
I saw pictures of it. It's pretty cool.
They use it to train, you know, like scuba divers for like depth and pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's called Nemo 33. It is the world's deepest swimming pool.
They're like different rooms you can
caves,
open windows.
It's got a little cave type things built in it you can swim into. Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty neat. Now, there's an article that came out yesterday talking about bad teachers. And what they've done is they've printed comments from people who had bad teacher experiences. Like, here's somebody that says that in 10th grade, his homeroom teacher slapped him in the face.
Mm.
Well, teachers used to do that. I have seen kids in school, when I was in school, get slapped in the face by a teacher. Spanking, of course, literally whipping with a bamboo cane. Here's a person that says, my fourth grade teacher smoked in class. I remember seeing
really?
A teacher. Oh, yeah.
Oh, smoked. Even in high school, we had somebody that they tried to hide it in the special, you know,
while they
room.
Were teaching?
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, look, it was a different world. Here somebody writes in, says, we had an ancient math teacher in her 47th year of teaching who wore the same dress every single day and threw pieces of chalk at kids' heads if they didn't have the right answer. I had a teacher who threw erasers at kids' heads. If she looked out and you were dozing off or you weren't paying attention and you weren't looking at her, she'd hit you in the head and you didn't see it coming with an eraser. And that, of course, that dust fly.
Yeah, we had a teacher that was Irish, and he had almost like a shillelagh. Isn't that what they call those little Irish clubs? Yeah. He would whap people over the head if they were sleeping.
All right, check this out. True story. Waterloo High School. I'm a junior or senior. I don't know because those are the 2 years I went to Waterloo High School. This is an absolutely true story. We had a redheaded teacher. I would say she was late 20s or 30. Real good looking. But she was in a very bad mood one day. And she was really short with the students. And she was just, it was just one of those days. And I remember the guy's name was Mike. I don't remember his last name. But she said something like, all right, you're all going to go home tonight and write. And it was some horrible homework assignment. And he said, loud enough that she heard it, looks like somebody's on the rag.
Whoa!
I'm not making this up. She walked over to him and hit him so hard in the face,
Whoa.
It knocked him out of his desk. And he was lying on the floor in the class. And she stood over him and she said, don't you ever say anything like that to me again. And I just thought,
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, if you did that today, she'd be in prison.
Oh, yeah.
But fired, I will never forget that. It looks like somebody's on the rag. He said it to the guys around him, and he didn't see her coming. She deliberately walked around the room, came up behind him, which was next to him. She hit him so hard, he came out of his chair. It was great. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is from Marion, who called earlier and asked if I remembered this joke. Marion, who do you think you're talking to? Of course I remember this joke. Guy has a, he's an FM disc jockey, first of all, and he has a pet chicken, a real chicken. And he goes to the movie theater one night, and he has the chicken with him, and the person that, you know, sells the tickets behind the glass says, I hope you're not thinking that you're going to take that chicken into the movie theater. He goes, oh, yeah, I am. This chicken goes everywhere with me. It's my pet. Just like a lot of people have dogs, I have a chicken. She says, no, you cannot go in the movie theater with a chicken. I'm sorry. So he goes, walks away. He walks about a half block. And he puts the chicken, he's one of these baggy pants kids, you know, these real baggy, low-slung pants. He puts the chicken under his pants, inside his pants, and walks back up and says, I'd like a ticket, you know, to see the movie. And she says, well, I see you got rid of the chicken. Now you can go in. So he goes in, and once the lights go dim, he unzips his pants and lets the chicken stick its head out because it has to breathe, you know, smother to death. And sitting, there's just one empty seat between him and these two old ladies who've gone to the movies. And one of them elbows the other one and she says, Ethel? She says, yeah, what? What is it, Betty? I think the young man next to me has his thing out. And she says, well, it's not like you've never seen one before. She said, well, I've never seen one eating popcorn.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. What's going on, Tim?
Got some major problems on the highways here, Tina. First of all, we're circling over a multi-vehicle accident on southbound 170 at Brentwood. It has the left lane blocked, and I'm looking at a jam up that goes back between Page and Olive. Volume coming down here, so that's going to build. All right, then the list gets bigger. We have an accident westbound 44 east of 109. Also another one eastbound Clayton Road at Henry that has the right lane blocked. Eastbound 64 is running slow from Chesterfield Parkway east through Mason. You're heavy again at Clayton Morrison, then from 170 to Big Bend. That's baseball traffic coming in. Westbound 64, still working with that accident just after the Science Center. Two left lanes are blocked. Your traffic jam is approaching Grant now. Eastbound 70 between Zumbel and 94, you've got a crash that has the left lane blocked. That jam up goes approaching Zumbel. Westbound 70 at Cypress, they're still blocking that left center lane. A stalled tractor trailer. Traffic is jammed all the way back to Florissant Road. Southbound 270 is bumper to bumper north of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 is still running slow east of McDonald, right at McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Office Depot. Office Depot has incredible back-to-school specials, plus the latest technology and the coolest supplies. Office Depot, they save you time, depot time. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Tuesday night broadcast. B.B. Winans talks about his friend, Whitney Houston. Justin Kirk's got a brand new show on NBC, fresh off of Weeds. It's Animal Hospital. Ron Ramey and Restaurant Tuesday, Sapore Italian Cafe. It all starts at 9. We'll see you tonight.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes. Are you calling for free shipping on your smoothies?
Well, so I already got free shipping. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
If you need to lose weight, today you can get 14 of our powerful weight loss smoothies, a $30 value for our lowest price ever. You won't pay $30, not even $20. Today, they're yours for just $9.96 with absolutely free shipping. This free shipping offer may not last. Call 1-800-500-9305. Only the first 100 callers are guaranteed free shipping, and supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-500-9305. That's 1-800-500-9305. 1-800-500-9305.
Hi, this is Mike Matheny, and I know a good thing when I see it. That's why I get my cars from St. Paul GM Country. I can find the car or truck that I want, whether it's a Cadillac, Chevy, Buick, or GMC. The deals are great, and the service is even better. That's a winning combination.
We've been taking care of Mike and most of the team for many years. We'll take care of you, too, with the best deals and over-the-top service after the sale. At St. Paul GM Country, everyone leaves happy.
I always do.
St. Paul.com, just minutes from South County.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beale Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beale Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beale Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tiny bubble.
I just want to listen to a little bit of Don Ho. It's relaxing for me. Spa therapy. We're going to Southern California and find out what's shaking in the land of Holly Weird. Mike Evans is going to tell us that. It's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Another one of those great places we send you to. See, we only send you to the best. So if you want a real kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, home entertainment room, you go to their website, you can check out the showroom, and the showroom location will be found on the website. And here's the site, thompsonprice.com. Here is Mike Evans.
Come on, man.
Homer, how you doing?
Hi, Dan. Paco's question, anybody there like to move?
Like to move?
Yeah.
No. I know there are people who do.
I hate to move. I can't imagine. I hate to move. But pop quiz question, name the name of the celebrity who says he loves to move. Moves every 3 or 4 years. Likes going to a different area, getting a new house, starting up fresh. John Cusack. Ben Stiller. Kiefer Sutherland, answer in just a minute. Love nuggets. If Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. If they didn't secretly get married last weekend, word is they will be married before Christmas.
I sure hope so.
Yeah. I do too. And the talk that Brad and Angelina Jolie are getting married any day just keeps getting louder. Parental love. Two happy sets of parents walking their kids in strollers together. Elton John and his partner, David Furnish.
Now, who's the husband? Is Elton the husband
Elton's
or David?
The husband.
Elton's the husband.
Yes.
Okay.
With their baby, Zach, and walking next to them, Neil Patrick Harris and his wife, David Burtko.
Oh, my goodness.
Walking
that is so Norman Rockwell-ish.
Walking their twin boys, Harper and Gideon, in the stroller.
Gideon?
Gideon is the name of the other child's name, yeah.
It's like a scene out of Leave It to Beaver.
It is, yeah. They are all vacationing together in St. Bart's.
Oh, leave the beaver alone.
So beautiful.
Yeah. Don't ruin my report now.
He came close right there.
I wonder if like they would like those parents would get a babysitter, then they could go out and go out to dinner and then go to a karaoke bar or something.
I would imagine so.
Probably so. TV news, ABC TV is developing a weekly adventure series, Finn and Sawyer. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer.
Hey, that sounds good.
Yeah, no catch yet. That does sound good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially coming off that Hatfield and McCoys. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's very different, but a period piece, I think it might do very well.
Yeah. I wrote a period piece. I've submitted it to 20th
Here
Century.
Here it comes.
It's a title. It's called Once a Month.
Oh.
That's the title for my period piece. Get it?
Yeah, I got it, but don't be ruining my report now.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir.
Okay. Olympic gold swimmer Ryan Lochte has a tiny little scene in a new 90210 episode. Only 3 or 4 lines, but it is beyond horrible. People on location said it took him a couple of hours to shoot the 30 seconds.
He seems like a dope.
Oh, he's an
idiot. I remember reading when Michael Phelps first time around the Olympics, when they tried to get him to do some work, they said it was just almost impossible.
No, this guy's ridiculous, though. Lochte has also openly begged that he wants to do the Bachelor show, but the producers who have talked to his people and asked around, they seem a little worried that he's not smart enough to pull off being the Bachelor.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. An athlete not being real smart. Come on.
No, this guy is really over the top, though. I mean, dumb. I mean, he's trademarked the saying, J-E-A-H.
Yeah.
That's his saying. He said he made it up himself.
Well, that's going to really catch on.
So stupid. Don't try to put it on T-shirts or make money on it. Yeah, this guy's something else. It'll be interesting to see how X Factor does with Britney Spears. Ratings are going to be very interesting, but what's interesting even more is that the England version of X Factor, which has been a very big show with Simon Cowell, bombing badly this year.
Hmm.
Terrible.
What is that?
The Gong Show. Isn't that the Gong Show?
It's the Gong Show's coming back, homie!
Oh, right. They tried that already with Dave Attell.
Yeah.
They're
going to
try it again. I guess they're going to get Jamie Farr and J.P. Morgan. I guess J.P.'s dead. But anyway, they're going to try to bring it back again, another version of the Gong Show.
Oh, bro.
Did you say Jamie Farr?
Yeah.
The Klinger?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the Gong Show. Really? He was one of the judges.
I never
sure.
knew that.
He was one of the judges on the Gong Show.
Man, I haven't heard his name for years.
The Unknown Comic.
I love The Unknown Comic.
And the dancer, remember the dancer?
Oh, Gene the Dancer Machine.
There you go. It's a really great show.
That Unknown Comic was one of the funniest, most original ideas I ever saw. Guy with a sack over his head.
Did we ever find out who he was?
Yeah, and I
think so.
Peon can look it up. It's on the tip of my tongue. Hold on here. When you say it, it'll...
Yehudi Menuhin.
No.
Madam Schumann-Heinz.
Murray Langston.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, there you
right.
go.
And his jokes were so ridiculous, they were hilarious. Like, he'd say, I went out to the bar last night. I don't remember much after that. I was in the bag. You know, and it's all sack jokes and jokes.
It worked, though.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, it worked. And finally.
No.
Finally. Hate to admit it. Name the name of the celebrity likes to move. Kiefer Sutherland, Ben Stiller, John Cusack.
Well, first of all, man. Any of those people who move, it's not like the rest of us. They just hire. They don't,
yeah,
pick,
they
don't pack a spoon. You know, yeah. It's all done for them. Tina, what do you think?
I'm going with John.
I'm
going
to go Kiefer.
Kiefer.
I'll go, who's the third one?
Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
Let's
Ben
go
Stiller.
Stiller.
The answer is Ben Stiller.
You idiots.
Oh, man.
Mike Evans says.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
Yeah.
Who won that one?
I kind of like to move.
You do?
Yeah.
Here's the only good thing about it. I wish we had moved. We've been in the same house for 26 years. The only reason I wish we'd moved a couple of times is you clean out a bunch of junk.
Right.
I dread the day we have to move, I'm going to hire an arsonist. Just burn the house down. I mean, you can't believe 3 kids, 26 years. Oh, my goodness, we got a bunch of junk. I'm not kidding. I dread it. We're going to take a little break here, and then we're going to come back and say goodbye. I know I'm saddened. Just
yeah,
as you are, so don't go away. Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Gina. Well, they were still working with that accident on westbound 64 just after the Science Center. Two left lanes are blocked and traffic was jammed back to Compton. Same thing on westbound 70 at Cypress. You've got that stalled tractor trailer that's blocking the center lane, and you are slow from Florissant all the way past the airport. They have cleared the accident eastbound 70, midway between Zumbel and 94. Also on westbound 44 at 109, they've moved it off to the right shoulder, but you're slow from Lewis Road through 109. Kind of a reversal from what it's been in the morning. Eastbound 64 is still stop-and-go traffic, and that's happening from Timberlake Manor through Mason. You've got another slowdown between, McKnight through Big Bend, and then southbound 170. The left lane is blocked as they work a multi-vehicle accident at Brentwood, so you're slow from Page. This traffic report brought to you by Office Depot. Office Depot has incredible back-to-school specials, plus the latest technology and the coolest supplies. Office Depot, they save you time. Depot time. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4800. 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Did you know canine athletes have at least twice the athletic endurance of human athletes? That's why Purina Pro Plan dog food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition formulated to help fuel your dog's natural athleticism. Join the Pro Plan Facebook page today for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog excel on his journey towards achieving greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
Hey, it just went up this afternoon, and Peon just told me I already have 99 likes for my senior prom picture on our Facebook page. Hey, I was almost handsome. Have a great, and I'm going to talk over this singing, okay? Because I'm going to say something about nature and how cruel nature is. When you go to Facebook.com/AvonThePM and you see me going to the senior prom in my white jacket, nature is cruel because nature, Mother Nature led me to believe I was going to be really handsome.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Peon? Because I saw your kid pictures. You were cute. And then the dirty trick.
Yeah, somebody asked, they were surprised they had color photography back then.
Yeah, that's real funny. That wow. The color photography when I was a senior in high school. Yeah, ha, 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 that's real funny. But Facebook.com/AM and the PM, me in my white tuxedo jacket, going to the senior prom, on my way to almost becoming good looking, and then something happened. Thank you for joining us. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on it.
From ABC News.